To the United States now, and Donald Trump has promised to shake the rust off America's foreign policy. The presumptive Republican presidential nominee is not your typical politician, but some foreign policy analysts in the US are worried that he's not assembling a network of experts to advise him. So how would America's allies, like Australia, be affected if Donald Trump won the White House in November? I spoke earlier to Peter Fever, a professor of political science at Duke University in the US. He served in President George W. Bush's National Security Council between 2005 and 2007. Peter Fever, you were one of more than 100 prominent Republican foreign policy experts who recently published an open letter opposing Donald Trump, saying that he would, quote, make America less safe. What are the actual risks that a Trump presidency poses?
At the time we wrote that, Donald Trump had not shown a lot of interest in owning up on the foreign policy issues. And frankly, since that time, there's not much more evidence that he's devoted the time and energy to master the brief. And so the danger is that we would have a president who had not been well briefed on foreign policy on the one hand, and on the other hand has repeatedly said that he has the utmost confidence in his own judgment. And that's a dangerous combination.
It's not uncommon for a presidential candidate to have not a lot of foreign policy experience. In 2008, Hillary Clinton was touting her credentials over Barack Obama with that 3 a.m. phone call ad. So should we really be worried that Mr. Trump doesn't have a lot of foreign policy experience?
Absolutely. The way the U.S. presidency goes, we often get governors who have led states and so have experience in domestic policy, but not in foreign policy. What they do, though, to compensate is they bone up on the issues. They assemble a team of distinguished advisors. They're seen preparing, and there's evidence of their preparation because their answers to questions improve over time. They take the matter seriously. And what's striking about Donald Trump is how far he has gone without doing those customary steps, without really making a serious effort to bone up on foreign policy, without assembling a distinguished team of foreign policy advisors. And so we're really in uncharted territory as far as Donald Trump and foreign policy goes.
You say that he hasn't assembled a team of foreign policy experts. I've read reports that people are actually reluctant to work for him. Why is that? And does it mean that he won't be able to develop a well-thought-out national security platform?
If he does succeed as president, I do believe he'll be able to assemble a team. The spots will be filled. But while there's still doubt about whether he'll win, indeed, while there's still doubt that he might not end up being the Republican nominee, during that period of time, there's a strong incentive for foreign policy experts to hold their fire and not to join the Trump bandwagon.
When it comes to America's allies, Donald Trump has said that he wants to pull out of NATO. He suggested that South Korea and Japan should develop their own nuclear weapons. The US is a vital strategic ally for Australia. So should Australia be worried?
Yes, but also Australia should not be certain that it knows what foreign policy Donald Trump will follow, because I don't think if Donald Trump is certain what foreign policy he'll follow. In some of these reports that you've been mentioning, you get the sense that he's thinking aloud. Maybe it's the first time he's been asked that particular question and he gives an off-the-cuff answer. And it's possible that he would change his mind. For instance, the idea of encouraging Japan to develop nuclear weapons. That's the kind of policy position that if he met with serious national security advisors, they'd recommend against. And it's possible that if he became president, he would walk back from that one. But what you get in these responses is this sort of reflexive answer. And that's why people are worried, because if you have someone who has these reflexes and someone who says that he has much more confidence in his own judgment than that of experts, and you put those two together and you think there might be times when he'll follow his gut and that gut will take him in a dangerous place.
Some of Australia's foreign policy is very closely intertwined with the United States. We're supporting the fight against Islamic State. We've been involved in Barack Obama's pivot to Asia. If Donald Trump wins the presidency, would it be prudent for allies like Australia to carefully distance ourselves from the United States?
I think you would see lots of allies, including Australians, hedging. But Australia is a good case in point. It's not clear that Donald Trump knows just how good an ally Australia has been to the United States over the last several decades. It's one of our closest global partners, and it's the kind of country that any serious presidential candidate would want to reassure and reach out and be seen to embracing. And so far, we haven't seen much evidence that Donald Trump has done that. He tends to view international partners through the lens of his own business dealings. And so he viewed the Brexit debate through the lens of his own golf course in Scotland. It's a very parochial view. And so perhaps there's not enough business in Australia right now to command his attention. But this is precisely the concern, that allies and adversaries will take the measure of the man and adjust their policy accordingly. That could work against U.S. national security interests.
Peter Fever, a former National Security Council official in the Bush White House, now a professor of political science and public policy at Duke University.